U.S. Vice President Mike Pence confirmed Saturday that the U.S. will broaden its European travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. The vice president said Americans and green card holders would not be subject to the ban, but would be facing screening when they got home.
Again, Americans in the UK or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and process.
Earlier in the week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flight from the 26-nation Shenzhen area, the European Union's border-free travel zone that does not include Britain or Ireland. President Trump's Dr. Sean Conley says the president tested negative for the coronavirus. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the White House now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is in close contact with the president or vice president.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately. So.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
So did we.
You did? Good.
Yes, sir.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
France and Spain both took drastic measures Saturday to fight the spread of the coronavirus. French Prime Minister said that most shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues would close, and Spain's Prime Minister said his country would lock down its entire population of 47 million people to try to prevent the spread of the virus.